But you know what? Then Gideon trusted God. Now tell me, God has gone through all these steps directly to prove himself to Gideon. Why is it, after hearing an enemy proclaim what God had already told Gideon, why was it after Gideon heard an enemy profess that, did Gideon suddenly say, hey, I got it? Well, let me ask it another way. Do we ever do that? How many times, all the time, yeah, how many times does God come knocking on our door? How many times does God in our life prove God's self to us? But yet when someone in this physical world comes up to us and says, you know what? Man, you're wise. You ought to do thus and so. And that's exactly what God has been asking you to do, maybe for years. Man, you're great at this. You ought to do this and this and this. And that's exactly what God has been asking you to do for a long time. But it's then, in the physical, talking to other people, sometimes people who we know have no respect for God at all, that we finally say, wow, I'm going to do that. Why is that? Why don't we just hear God's voice and let God's peace fall over us and understand that God will be with us? You see, this world and the evil that is in it knows that fear makes us powerful, powerless. Fear makes us powerless. Fear convinces us that we can do nothing about our situation, whatever it is. Fear tells us that we are frozen to be any help to ourselves. But God doesn't say that at all, does God? Fear makes us not believe in ourselves. Yes, a healthy amount of fear keeps us safe. Healthy amount of fear helps us make rational decisions, yes. But the fear that many of us have sitting in our pews today, it's a fear that makes us question God and that makes us question ourselves. You see, fear makes people bury the treasure God has given them. Fear makes people bury the treasure that God has given them. It makes people disobedient to the calling of God. Not in a blatant sort of way, but you're disobedient because you don't act out on the calling, right? So it makes us disobedient to the calling of God. If you look at most sin, yours and mine, and underneath it, you will find what? Fear. Think about it. Go home today. Think about it. The decisions that you make, how many of those decisions are based on fear? And how many are based on the freedom that God gives you? You see, in Scripture, when God calls Moses and Joshua and Gideon and Esther and on to do something great for him, the single greatest obstacle that stood in their way and still stands in our way today is fear. You see, in our Scripture for today, Gideon is a great example of a reluctant hero. By the way, those 300 men, they went up against the 135,000 Midianites. And you know the whole point of that story is that God defeated the Midianites. God whittled the Israelite army down so far that there is no way that those 300 men could go home and say, we defeated the Midianites. God wanted to make sure that it was understood that God is the one that defeated the Midianites. And that's the way it is in our life. God fights our battles. And we can step up in that battle and fight right along with God. But God fights our battles. You see, We believe that there is always a reason for why God can't use us, don't we?